This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as thou shalt sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king. And I shall sing.
Fanny Crosby is the writer of this hymn of faith, although she never intended for this one to be published. Fanny wrote poems and hymns right up to the time of her death, and this is one of her last hymns. It came from a sermon she heard from a distant relative, Dr. Howard Crosby, who said, quote, "No Christian should fear death, for if each of us was faithful to the grace given us by Christ, the same grace that teaches us how to live would also teach us how to die." She was moved by that and wrote this beautiful song, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace.
Within the palace of the king, and I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace."
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, we say howdy and welcome to a Tuesday's edition of Swap Shop. I think it's Tuesday. I checked the calendar before I turned the mic on just to make sure. I trust you've been blessed with a good morning, and we're thankful for the opportunity to spend some time with you on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon.
Boy, it sure is.
It's nice.
It's very nice out there. Just took a couple laps around outside, but I think I've made a few trips up and down the hallway too today, trying to get
you
things
are
going.
Your little watch counter's going to be
way
to go. Clap for you and all this.
My doctor will be happy.
That's for sure. Yeah. Well, good things. We're in the hallway is starting to look like Share-a-thon. Got the display tables, getting them all ready
getting
to go.
Getting signs up and getting things moving along. And we started out with five. We're like four and a half now.
Yeah.
We're in the half days.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
come and be with us if you can. I mentioned it at the top of the hour that you're more than welcome. We would count it a great joy to have you come and be with us.
Yeah.
If you're within driving distance. And then, please, if you can't be here, we appreciate your prayers and hope you can log in and watch or tune in and listen.
Please do.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
We'll go live with our first service will be Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We go live at 11 for Anchor, and it's a good test run so we can make sure that, you know, everything's the way it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back live. Live music. I don't know if we're going to be able to cut in much with the music early on Sunday afternoon, but music in the sanctuary will start probably around 5:30-ish.
Okay.
And service begins at 6 o'clock, and the office opens at 4 for walk-in and phone-in pledges. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
Pray
Very
for
busy.
Us.
Yeah, we need your prayers most of all.
Amen.
Praying that the Lord would move in a mighty way. We, you know, God is mighty and God is great.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is too, is that oftentimes, you know, he'll move in the little things.
Yeah.
And when I say that, you know, a lot of times we like to pray for the big things, but I like what Mark Bishop says. You pray on the little days too.
That's right.
You pray on the little things. You pray over the big things. You pray over it all.
Yeah.
And it takes everybody. Yeah. It takes every gift and every donation that folks give. Whatever the Lord impresses upon you to give out of your whatever God gives you from the heart is what we're praying that the Lord will impress upon you, whatever that is, and all will go to the glory of God.
Amen.
And again, looking forward to it and being a part of it. And it's exciting. We want folks to get excited as well.
Amen. It's a good time. We're excited.
Yep.
Well, let's see what's going on. There was a traffic issue that caught my attention.
Okay.
Has this been going on all morning over on 40?
Yeah, they had an icon up earlier on there that's saying it was going to be closed till 3:30 this afternoon. Now, I don't know. It says construction.
Yeah,
but
it's right around, what is that, 33?
That's Newfound exit, Newfound Road exit.
Okay.
So over there in Haywood County.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, it's been backed up all morning long.
Yeah, boy.
I haven't heard any accidents or anything over there. So again.
So between exits 31 and 37.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be slow east and west.
Yep. Yeah.
That's kind of how it's looking right now. If I've got my markers correct,
right.
I tried to zoom in.
Yep.
And it's saying construction. So just, I figured a lot of folks would maybe jump over on.
Yeah, you probably have to jump on over 23 and pick up 23 there at Inca Candler.
Yeah.
And then run it over to Canton and then shoot back over Champion Drive back out to 40.
Might be worth the detour looking at the length of backup that we're seeing right now. And we are almost real time. I won't
almost.
Say 100%, but we're fairly close to real time on the map that we're seeing.
Yeah. The camera that's on our screen over there, we sometimes can pick that up. It's right there near that one, back up a couple, back this way, down the hill there.
Okay, that went too
and far. You can see that intersection at Newfound. There is a camera at Newfound. But right there where that red is there, yep. But it wasn't showing that much earlier, so I don't know what the deal was, other than the fact that it was, it hadn't really changed. That really, I'm not seeing it, so I don't know.
The camera, if it's accurate, it looks like, things are moving, but be careful, and you may just want to grab 23 and run that way.
That'd be a good idea.
Just in case. Yeah. And everything else looking pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
So hallelujah for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. No birthdays or anniversaries today.
Not today.
It's a special day for the Queen family.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love this in the day sponsor, of course, by the Jeremy Queen pastors, Hamburg Baptist Church, and his wife is the principal or assistant principal at Rosman Middle/High School, Miss Julie. And Brother Jeremy's mom and dad, Keith and Linda Queen, they would have celebrated their 52nd spiritual birthday today because it was on February 20th of 1972 at Zion Baptist Church in Rosman that Keith and Linda got saved.
Right.
And Brother Jeremy said that was a day that changed the course of history for the Queen family.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yay and amen to that.
Yeah.
And God bless y'all. And we honor the memory of sweet Miss Linda and to Brother Keith Queen. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
I was trying, and I'm not trying to, I'm looking up the actual flyer. Brother Jeremy sent us a update at the Thrin family. Was going to be at his church tomorrow night.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
At 7 o'clock
tomorrow night? At 7 o'clock at Hamburg.
Just the one night only, and so that being said.
I think what happened back in their Winter Jubilee, the Thrins were scheduled to be with them and kind of kick them off on Sunday morning.
That's right.
But God loved the Thrin family, bus trouble.
Yeah.
God love them. Yeah. They traveled for days trying to just get here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they weren't able to make it in time. Didn't even roll in here till late. I think it was late Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're going to be with the good folks at Hamburg tomorrow night.
Right, right.
7 o'clock.
Yep. So that was what I was looking for there. So
amen.
Hopefully, hopefully be praying for that meeting.
Amen, please
do. They're busy this week. They've been busy since they got here. And so, and it's a good thing because they're such a blessing.
They are.
And appreciate this dear family. And if you've enjoyed this sound, you know, we play them a lot during other than Share-a-thon, but they're going to be here through the week of Share-a-thon. And so if you, and a lot of other families, the York family, as well as the Raines family,
the Rogers and family, the AGs,
we're going to have them looking for a great time, not only in the music, you know, our theme, I Will Sing Praise, you know, that's, you know, we, that's the theme this year. So a lot of good family groups are here. And if you like family harmony with families that really have the stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it don't get on them, it's in them.
That's right.
So, and when I say that, I mean the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
So.
And we love each and every one
Absolutely.
Of these precious families. And I think Brother Brian is the one that maybe did the math on this.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, 122
mm-hmm.
separate individuals
right.
/ musicians
yeah.
will be on or across the platform
yeah.
during Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
So 122. Now so that, pray for Brother Jones
yep, you know,
running sound.
That's incredible to know, you know, because we have each one of them have a microphone. Not only that, most of them play instruments.
Yeah.
Most of them have not only a mic that they're singing into, but they have an instrument that they're playing into as well. And so a microphone that they play their instrument into. So that being said, that takes a monumental task in trying to mix all that up. And then
that bumps it probably close to 175 to even 200.
Yeah, yeah.
Because many of the families, everybody plays something.
Yeah, everybody plays something.
So, and let me correct. I said Miss Julie, I wasn't sure which one. Miss Julie Queen's the principal of Rosman Middle School.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I knew that. She had moved into a new role sometime back, not too long before Brother Jeremy became the
moved
pastor
into that
there.
New role.
Yeah, so it's been a big time recently for the Queen family. But we're excited for Share-a-thon, and you're invited to come. And I would like to say, though, if you have a church that it's your church home, and your church isn't moving service,
mm-hmm.
you be in your place.
Absolutely.
But if your church is moving service, of course, pastors, you're more than welcome. We'd be honored if you'd move a service to be with us. But we look forward to meeting folks, and be sure to say hello to us.
Yeah, please
do. Shake your hand.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think that was everything. I was looking here. I think that covered about most of that.
Okay.
February Heart Health Month.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, there's a lot to do, of course, with heart health. And, you know, you hear a lot about it now. And, of course, you should.
Yeah.
But one thing that I just wanted to touch on, it was an article that I was reading just for my personal benefit. But, ladies, for us that are over 50, there's a few factors that maybe deserve a little bit more attention than maybe when we were younger.
Right.
But they talk about how women can experience different cardiac symptoms than a man does.
That's exactly right.
Because, you know, the classic chest pain that radiates down your left arm. Well, I'm not saying that ladies won't experience that, but sometime our issue may exhibit itself in extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, dizziness, nausea, indigestion. And I'm talking to the heart man over here, so it's kind of like...
Yep. I'm shaking my head.
I feel like I'm, you know, telling somebody how to cook that can
cook. No, not at all.
The thing that they also said, the pain for ladies could be more in your jaw, your neck, your upper back, And sometimes we overlook that, but that could be tied to an issue with your heart.
Yeah.
So they just wanted to make sure that you knew not to keep pushing those symptoms that recur. Push them away. And if you've got any questions, check with your doctor.
Yeah, yeah. It's always good. Maintain good blood pressure.
Yep.
You know.
Cholesterol.
And I'm not, again, without going into great details, you know, God made us different.
Yeah.
You know, and there are different hormonal levels between men and women that cause different changes that happen later on in life, which causes our particularly our heart, our lungs, our kidneys, the brain, all those stuff react differently to those changes as we get older. And so it's very important that you do not neglect those type symptoms in any time, any symptom for that matter, particularly if you're in that age bracket. Make sure that you get checked out. It's you know, again, so well, I don't want to dial 911. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I don't want to. Well, the issue is that you could be having a heart attack and not even know it.
Yeah.
So many times when I was doing heart catheterizations at Mission, that the patient would come in and they said, I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any of the classic symptoms. And we get them on the table and we'd inject the dye, and sure enough, there's a blockage. Sure enough, they needed an angioplasty. Sure enough, they needed a stent. Or sadly, some people have to go as far as say, we can't do this here. We got to take you to the operating room and put bypasses in.
Yeah.
And so just because you may only not feeling any symptoms, or you may only feel one or two, don't neglect them, because it's real important.
Know your numbers. They talk about that. Yep. And also know your family history.
Absolutely. That's very important.
It is very important to know, and because it could, you know, be an indicator of what you might predispose to have.
Yeah.
Not saying you will, but it's always good to know.
Absolutely.
It's always good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to change gears drastically here. I saw this video and I had to read the article.
Okay.
It comes from Indiana.
Indiana.
You may have seen it. Story out of Indiana. It's the car wash story. I don't know if you've seen it, okay?
No.
So you know how you go to the car wash and where it takes you through on the belt, you know, and somebody's there motioning you forward. And when you get your tires in the right place, you know, they'll tell you, you know, put your car in neutral and take your foot off the brake.
Yep.
And they are spraying your vehicle, kind of pre-treating it or maybe getting some of the other stuff off.
Right.
So there was a young girl. She is 17, I want to say. She's 18.
Okay.
So, and she was the one bringing cars up, you know.
Yeah.
So she got a car ready to go, and she was going to spray the car, you know, and, and try to get some of the tough spots. Well, the driver rolled down the window and threw a cup of lemonade at the girl.
What?
Okay, well, she didn't miss a beat, and I hate to say it, I would have done the same thing. She has her sprayer, their window's down, she lets them have it. Sprays them.
Perfect.
In the window.
Perfect.
Yep. And it's all caught on video.
Excellent.
And so, you know, you think, well, she's going to be fired, she's going to be this.
Self-defense.
Nope. The owners of the car wash commended her and said that they agreed with what she did, and said that the customers, a girl and her boyfriend, have been banned from the car wash for life.
Excellent.
They didn't know the girl.
Yeah.
The girl did not know them. There was no retaliation. The girl didn't smart off. The car wash girl, the employee, she was being polite. She motioned them forward, everything. And you see it on the video.
Mm.
So go to Fox News and you can watch it.
Ah, so cool.
But I'm kind of cheering for her when she squirts them. I'm like, I'm going to watch that again. I'm not condoning violence.
No,
I'm just telling you.
It's just some people just have no common sense whatsoever.
They rolled down the window and threw it on her.
Yeah. Just to be mean.
Yeah, just to be mean.
Just to be mean. Yeah, people just do things just to be mean.
Just mean. And meanness.
Yeah. Well, there's a cure for meanness.
And there's an epidemic of it right now. Yeah, but a cure.
I got the cure.
You got the... Well, okay.
Stop stick.
Okay. Tannerite, stop sticks. Yeah. Oh, my. Well, hey, how do you stop the hiccups? That's another thing I have here.
Well, there's all kind of remedies for that, isn't there?
Yeah. So here you go. They're talking about, you know, how there's a whole medical side of it, mm-hmm. and I know you know all about that, but it's basically when it says it's an involuntary or rapid contraction of the diaphragm muscle mm-hmm. and the muscles between the ribs that expand so your lungs can breathe, and it follows by a closure of a little flap in there, which is what makes the hiccup sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they say that hiccups are more common in older and taller men.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
They think that it could be the body type effect.
Huh.
That for some remedies, this comes from a doctor, and then some of them are just, I think, wives' tales or, you know, what you hear when you're growing up. But they say that, you know, drinking or eating different things, sometimes they say what it is. There's been no clinical trials on home remedies, so we're not endorsing these
as
a cure-all.
Yeah.
Because they ultimately say the hiccups are going to stop on their own no matter what you do.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Like the paper bag thing?
Well, the one is to hold your breath for 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
Another one is to close your mouth and pinch your nose while trying to expel air. But that just makes my ears pop.
Yeah, it just makes
and
your
is
ear
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then we've got sipping or gargling ice water. I don't know that I've heard that one.
Mm-mm.
Biting into a lemon. Have you heard that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Swallowing a teaspoon of dry sugar. I've heard
I think I've heard that one. Yeah,
I have heard the dry sugar one.
Yeah.
And then they say the other one is like holding onto your tongue and counting to whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's never worked for me either. I don't know if my mom is listening, and she's calling me, but text me, Mom, if everything's okay, or let me know what I need to do here. But I see a number, and it always makes you worry.
That's right.
But they say the other one is scaring people. You've heard?
Now, I've heard the scaring thing, or the, like, yeah.
Yeah, they say that does not work whatsoever. It's fun. I used to scare my grandma all the time, but I'm getting paid back now. Because my grandkids scare me and think it's hilarious.
Hold them upside down. With little kids, you could just hold them upside down.
There you go.
I don't know if that worked either. But
yeah, and they say sometimes what you eat mm-hmm. Has something to do with the hiccups.
Yeah.
And really, they're harmless. It's kind of your body resetting itself or whatever. But they say if it lasts for hours and hours, or if it interrupts or causes other problems in your daily life, then you may want to talk to your doctor about
it. Yeah, because there's that phrenic nerve that runs down through there, that has to do with where it controls the diaphragm
mm-hmm.
and all of that area in there. Sometimes if it's a persistent, here we go, we got another home remedy. Plums work for hiccups.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
Just plain old
plums.
Plums.
I imagine maybe eaten right off the tree. I don't know. But thank you for that one. Yeah. Someone sent us a second ago. We were talking about the car wash thing. You know. Yeah. We were talking about the meanest problem.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem. We all share in that same problem. 39. We all share in that same problem.
I need this shirt.
We do.
I do need this shirt really bad.
My problem is I want to follow Jesus and also slap people too.
It's a shirt that they sent us a picture of. That's what I'm saying. I need that shirt there.
Yeah. Well, you're right. 1807 says, nice to hear that the owners take care of their employee. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They stand up for their employees.
Yeah, because you never know these days.
See, the thing about that is that's a private business. You do some meanness like that, you know, they have a right to ban you from the property.
Yeah.
And,
you
need to send a message to people like that.
Yeah.
So you just don't come back.
Well, have you heard, I understand that there's two sides to this about liability and risk and all of this, but I've heard so many and read so many stories about people getting fired or getting in trouble for trying to stop people doing something illegal in the business, whether they're trying to steal things or they're, you know, one was taking drugs inside the store, whether they were injecting or smoking something. But again, the employees are the ones that are getting in trouble.
Yeah, and I saw that. And the thing about it is it has a lot to do, especially these larger corporations. We talked a little bit about it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Those larger corporations, they're so afraid that they're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Or number two is that, they are such a big part of this woke movement, and I say that regrettably, is the fact is they don't want to just, I would never in my wildest dreams would have ever thought that, like, out, especially out west, mm-hmm. people just run into a jewelry store and or a specialty store, anything, clothing store, wherever, and just run in and grab 150 pair of shoes that cost each probably a couple $100 a piece, tennis shoes, and just run out of the store with them. And, you know, like nothing. They just don't care. They just don't prosecute these people. Or if they catch them, they don't prosecute them. They don't put them in jail.
I'd heard there was a minimum that you had to steal like $3,000. And I'm just throwing this out there. But like $3,000 worth of stuff before they'll prosecute you.
Yeah, but last time I checked, when you start adding that up, you know, over time, that's a lot of money.
I mean, the businesses are eating that. It didn't get the product for free.
No.
And so, you know where it ultimately comes back to? The price on the shelf that you and I pay.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Did you see, I don't know if you pulled it, but did you see yesterday that in North Carolina, they're trying to increase home insurance rates by nearly 50%.
Yeah.
And my question to that is that why is everybody having to pay for some other people's, questionable choices as to where and how you're building your house.
Yeah, because see, they take the whole state.
They take the whole state together. Exactly.
So all the storms on the coastal areas and all of that.
You and
comes
I are eating
in,
that.
Yeah, we're eating. We are. They take the whole, put it together, and then cut up the pie. And the same thing with car insurance.
Yeah.
They were talking about, I actually have the story, they said that in 2023, a full rate of auto insurance, the full rate for carrying, surged 24%.
Yeah.
And even bare bone policies went up.
Yeah.
You know, just keeping just what liability is, what the minimum is.
Right.
And they said that, you know, people now are being forced. I saw a story yesterday saying people are buying less. Because have you tried to buy cereal?
Oh, yeah. You can't find it.
I went down the cereal aisle yesterday for the first time in probably a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get some Honey Nut Cheerios, which is what kind of cereal I like.
There you go.
The big box, where you usually can save the family size box.
Yeah. Yeah.
$7.68.
Yeah.
I thought it was a misprint.
No.
And then I kept looking at others, and you go to the smaller boxes. I finally found something on sale, buy one, get one free, and I don't know. But I wanted.
What they were talking about there, I saw that same story, talking about how many, there were so many brands of cereal back, like 40-something different brands of cereals different takeoffs from a main brand.
Uh-huh.
And now there's like less than 25. They've taken away a lot of brands. And then the prices have gone up. And one thing they were really pointing this to, and believe it or not, I couldn't believe this when the war first broke out in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We were covering this story about how that nearly 80-something percent of the world's grain is imported from the Ukraine. And that country literally produces about 80% of the world's grain. Well, guess what cereal's made from?
Grain.
And there you go.
Wow.
And there you go.
Well,
there's the tie. And that's what's happening is that you're talking about cereal, bread prices, everything you see that has made out of flour or grain. Because you know what? Our American farmers have been told not to grow it.
Yeah, well, we've taxed and we've regulated taxed them out of business.
Yeah, we could grow our own wheat, we could grow our own grain, we could grow our own stuff, and we could make our own cereals here if we really, really wanted to.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's, yeah, no, it's
I'm just, already on a roll.
Well, no, it's nuts. I found myself
it's
yesterday,
crazy.
And somebody looked at me. I didn't realize I said it out loud, but I saw the price, and I said, "Are you kidding me?"
I don't blame you.
And somebody beside me goes, "Tell me about it." So
awful.
Great day in the morning. Ugh. But, you know, I guess to some people, you know, maybe paying $7.58 for a box of cereal is okay. And more power to you if you can do that and not have to think about it. But they were talking about how popcorn makes great cereal. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Popcorn. It's cheaper. There you go.
Well, not for long.
Well, I started to say
we've let the cat out of the bag now, so it won't stay cheap for long.
Hang in there. Yeah, I'll have to try that. But I was thinking, you know, well, they were talking about car insurance and to replace cars. You know, that was a big deal that auto insurance went up. And they say we may see that trend down a little bit because the supply is, you know, getting a little bit better and whatnot. But I looked and I'm thinking the new cars, how much new cars cost, because you have to look at replacement costs for your insurance. Do you know that there is a car? It's called the Rolls-Royce Boat Tail. Yep. That's the brand of the car.
Okay.
Because, see, when I think of expensive cars, I think of, okay, a Porsche, a Lamborghini. Yep. You know, all that. That's probably the two I know.
Yep.
My grandson shows me in his little Matchbox cars.
There you go.
But I did a search. The most expensive car.
Yeah.
It's a Rolls-Royce Boat Tail.
Okay.
It cost base price, $28 million.
$28 million
for a car.
Okay,
one car. Mm. You don't own the company; you're just buying the car.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You just carry it. You probably you don't even insure it with anybody here in North Carolina. You probably insure that with like Lloyd's of London or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because that's the only place it would probably could afford to replace that vehicle. Yeah,
there were some other cars that were like $1 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't pronounce them. They were, you know, but this one, the most expensive that I could find, $28 million.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes, yeah. I guess, sometimes I think I'm so far removed from how, you know, they used to call it when I was growing up, the other half.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's how the other half
lives.
That's
how the other half lives. Yeah.
I guess I'm just so far removed.
No, it's from not. That other it's half. Not half and half in our country anymore.
What,
I promise you that.
The other
not,
quarter lives.
Yeah, that's probably. You're about right. It's probably the other quarter.
Yeah.
That's or maybe even 10%. We're gonna keep going with that.
Mercy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we won't. Okay, there's so much we could say, but we won't. But we'll move into Swap Shop today, 828-884-9427.
All right. We've got, I don't know if I put this one in right before you come up, so I don't know if we got
the. Is it the Honda?
It's the car. You got it.
I got it in there.
Perfect. Yep. All right. Well, let's go down here and jump on that. Here is a camper full of monitor heaters, different sizes of heaters, also a cast iron sink, an old-timey Ringer washing machine, and an old-timey refrigerator. Call for more information, 692-0046, 692-0046.
A discussion that Corey and I had after my cereal aisle exploration.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, used to, if we wanted when our kids were little, and we didn't, you know, make a lot of money, you know, just how life is. But a quick, inexpensive treat was Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You just melt a little butter and you put your, you know, you do what you, whatever you want to add to it. And then your marshmallows, you melt them and throw the Rice Krispies in and you're done.
You're done. Yeah.
That's not the cheap dessert anymore.
No.
Not when you're paying that for it.
Well, you know, we used to have ladies, we'd have these cake auctions, you know, and you know, they ladies would bring in, try to do a fundraiser or something, you know.
Right.
And one of the, and I didn't really think, here all these cakes are coming in and people, a lot of times, when they go to these, they would have their money that they're going to give to the cause anyway, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'd have this. We had this one lady who made red velvet cakes.
Ooh,
red velvet cakes.
Yum.
Now, I didn't. I'm not a baker, so I didn't know how much went into making a red velvet cake with the white
homemade
from the real get go.
Yeah,
everything
scratch.
From scratch. Yep. With the not the perfect icing and all that stuff on it. You know, and those things, you know, to make that one cake, it was well above $50.
Yeah.
Just to buy the ingredients to make that cake. And we'd have these auctions and everybody'd be laughing because people were donating $800-$900 to have that one cake and then turn around and donate it back so they could auction it off again to raise the money.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what's all in this cake? And she says, Preacher, I spent over $50 making this cake in about 3 hours trying to make sure it come out perfect. So, so I understand.
Yeah, a cake is not anything anymore. It's not anything simple
cheap.
Or inexpensive.
It's not cheap.
Yeah,
I promise
it's
you.
Not.
That's, yeah.
Here is a 1993 Honda Accord. It runs good. They're asking $800 556-0183.
Okay, we got one come in via text yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let me run down this list for you. Here's a 2004 Mustang, 40th anniversary model. Needs brakes, alternator, battery. It's got a Kenwood stereo system in it with good tires. 119,000 miles on it. They're asking $3,000. Also, four 1957 Cadillac wheel covers, good for custom cars, for $1,000. Four 1956 Mercury spinner wheel covers for $1,000. And also 1969 Lincoln wheel covers for $300. And they've got some Happy Meal McDonald's toys. They're saying make an offer. 255-9033, 255-9033.
And here we have got someone looking for a walker with small wheels. They're needing the smaller walker, like 16 to 17 inches
yeah.
wide.
Mm-hmm.
692-9534. Again, they need this. 692-9534.
Here's a Pronto M51 power chair with car carrier. They're selling it together for $1,800. Now, they're willing to separate it, the chair for $1,200, the carrier for $650. 828-696-6098, 696-6098.
12-week-old female blue heeler puppy, and blue heelers are extremely smart dogs.
Oh, yes, very smart dogs.
Yep. She is current on her shots and has been dewormed. They're asking $350. They also have a male Australian shepherd that they're looking for a good home. He just needs some room to run. About a year old, smart dog, good with kids and other animals. 384-4447, 384-4447.
And here is some material for the DIY project maker. Free wooden pallets. They're the heavy-duty kind. They're about out of the regular pallets, but they have a plenty of the free heavy-duty wooden pallets. And you can pick those up for free at Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. If you need more information, call 708-4643.
All right, and that is a wrap, I think, of our swap shop items. Let me close this screen. We're still seeing that slowdown over on I-40 between exits 31 and 37, east and westbound. And we're seeing a bit of a slowdown now. It's an accident that's reported on I-26 westbound, right there, going to be just past the Naples Mountain Home exit.
Oh, okay.
And it's got things backed up there. So you might, if you're traveling eastbound, if you can grab Howard Gap, that would be an alternative for you. Not a huge backup, but it's been reported just since Swap Shop started.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Affecting eastbound travelers on I-26.
All right, very good.
All right, Carolina calendar, what's going on?
Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville is continuing their series on marriage matters. That's coming up on Thursday, the 22nd, this week at 7 o'clock with guest speaker Pastor Jeremy Chisholm. Infant and toddler care is provided along with a class for children. The evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone. Progress Baptist Church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
And the Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a special night of music this Sunday night at 6 with the Ben Rochester family. You'll find Maple Ridge Baptist Church at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler. And again, everyone is welcome.
I think that's everything.
And then we got a flyer from Brother Wayne Stafford. And let me see if I can find that. And let me grab it. We'll put it in Carolina calendar. But wanted to just get the word out. Mark your calendars for March 4th through the 8th, the week after Share-a-thon. The Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church in Rutherfordton has their spring revival with a name you might recognize, Evangelist Brian McBride. He's going to be preaching every night, and they've got a great lineup of special music, the Aldridge family, the Elledge family, the Raines family, and more. Pastor Wayne Stafford and the good folks there at Pilgrim's Way would love for you to come and be with them. You'll find the church at 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton. And again, everybody is welcome.
Very good.
Mark your calendar. That's the week after Share-a-thon.
Cool.
Well, we've got the Raines family going to be with us a couple of days for Share-a-thon.
That's right.
So excited. And Brother Doug will also be sitting at the anchor desk for some of the time. Mm-hmm. And we sure appreciate this sweet family and and how God continues to use them. Brother Rain's preaching, of course, and then the Rain's family music. It just doesn't get much better.
No.
I don't think you can hook them up wrong.
So much talent.
And how about we go out with a song,
that'll
or
work.
Maybe two by them today. We've got time.
Excellent.
Have a great evening, folks.
We'll see you tomorrow.
It's time to play.